Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. I am Cassandra Jobe, the presenter of today's broadcast. Your host and speaker is Philip Singa Ajisafe. Today's topic of discussion is the Lord's Prayer. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
We welcome our listeners to today's segment of our Blog Talk Radio broadcasting. Also, I'm using this opportunity and medium to wishing us Happy New Year. And wishing us every blessings of God to be ours. As the presenter has just said, radio topic is the Lord's Prayer. When we say the Lord's Prayer, he begs for many questions. Why the Lord's Prayer? When you go to court, you hear the defense lawyer and prosecutor giving their own evidences to rule in their favor, either in the favor of prosecutor or in the favor of defense lawyer or the defendant. Like we know, prayer is a means of communication, just like example that I just given. In a confessional court, after a lot of oral argument and presentation of evidences or explanation, description, whatever they may, the presiding judge, who is acting on behalf of the court of the system of justice, jury, whatever the form it may be, were requested to listen diligently to those two parties. Now, as we know that feelings can be subdued by reason. And in the process of subjugation with our reason, we must be able to have the opportunity of diligently, seriously considered conscious of our thoughts. I don't want us to make mistakes when I say thoughts and reason. No one can stop thoughts. And it is constant, constant. Suicide, ideation is a thought and feelings. In psychotherapy or psychology, suicide as is proves nothing. It's just expression of thoughts and feelings. Both rich and poor, young and old, every classes experience this kind of feeling. But these feelings and thoughts can be materialized when the soul of man is independent of himself to kill the body. The irony of life is today that the world system are gradually being deceived by manipulation of spiritual forces greater than this thought of man, devil, the wicked one, while eroding man of their reason and being dependent on medication than meditation, the Lord's Prayer. In the book of Matthew, chapter 6, in which I took this text from verse 6, or let me start from verse 5. Matthew, chapter 6, from verse 5 to 10. I will read quickly. Then, if you have time to just discuss it as God leads us. I'm reading from New King James Version. Jesus talking here now and said, "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father, who is in the secret place. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptations, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." This is a model of prayer. Not, remember what we are talking about? We are discussing about the Lord's Prayer. And that is why I took the text from Matthew chapter 6. I read from verse 6 to 13. You know what we take in by the word, we digest by meditation and let out by prayer. What we take in by the word, spoken word, we digest by meditation and let out by prayer. But like I said, the world system does not believe too much in prayer no more. It is believe in medication. I'm not condemning medicine, because it's God given. In fact, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 48, verse 12, even in the book of John, even when you read the Bible, there's some area why God directed even the prophet or the king to use some medicine to rub one area and get healing. But before that, there was prayer. You know, those who pray with improper motives have their rewards. Just like I give the example of the lockout, the justice system. Defendant and the prosecutor were praying to court. Let's agree that now the court, just like our God, it's an example they can never be. But defendant is argued, is kept to exonerate and serve. And prosecutor argue to convict the defendant. And both are presenting their cases before a single man that will make the decision. And guess what? The decision of the judge is valid. It does not matter whether the defense lawyer, or defendant, let me use, or prosecutor, has a genuine case or not. The opinion of the presiding judge validates the outcome of the trial. So, the disciple of Jesus Christ, when they see John the Baptist's disciple teaching his own disciple how to pray, they know that Jesus was greater than John. They want him to teach them how to pray. Jesus, we pray to God in the name of Jesus Christ. And then in this manner of prayer, which I said, in this manner does not mean to pray using only these words. But when you look critically to the manner prayer which Jesus taught his disciple, which is still valid today, we can try to do that. It covers about 5 P's. I just said 5 P's like Paul. 5, which I said, grace, petition, provision, protection, and praise. You see, the opening of the prayer is to worship God, the creator of heaven and earth. After Jesus Christ has taught them that you don't want to be like a religious leader. You don't want to be like those people that are intoxicated, that they think they can defend God. Because I always say, woe is unto that God that needs human beings to defend him. In the book of Isaiah 44, 5, 6, it says, I am the Lord. I am the beginning and the end. Infinite. I'm a little bit digress a little bit, but I just want us to visualize whom we want to pray to. We are not praying to God that we tell you to go and defend in him. God, the creator of heaven and earth, the universe, is bigger than the creators. Any God or any thought that is just come upon us that we need to defend God, then it is a manipulation. Of course, you have to believe your belief and doubt your doubt. You don't want to be like a skeptic who always believe their doubt and doubt their beliefs. In this manner, Jesus said, when we want to pray, in the manner of prayer, not how just to be praying. He said, we have to acknowledge God, Jehovah God, Yahweh, Jehovah God. And he said, we have to say, hallowed be your name. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. When we said, hallowed be your name, it's not an ascription or praise to the Father. The Father is an imperative and means may your name be hallowed. The name. There is a powerful or a power in the name. You identify things by their name, their given name, their natural name. Any appearance of female is different from appearance of male. Then there are given names. I have a given name. Some people can identify me by my sex, by hearing my name. Or, if they don't know my given name, mere looking at me physically, they know it's a boy or it's a man. Hallowed be your name. That your name be hallowed. And that when we hallow a name, just like the office of president, Mr. President, is a name. There is a given name to individual that occupy this office. And for an individual to be in that office, there are expectations of character or reputation being expected, which has to be compared with the name of that president. But what I'm talking about here, when Jesus said, when we want to pray, we have to recognize whom we are praying to. Our Father, your name be hallowed. We have to worship him. The irony of life is today is that there are many demigods whom people are serving. Religious. That is, let me just use that thing. And religious is nothing than courtesan. I don't care what rules and regulations are by principle. Religious is not more than courtesan. God is greater than than religion. God is God. He is the creator of heaven and earth. He knows how to deliver his own who diligently seek him. The Bible says, you are God, God of Israel, that hidden himself. And he said, seek ye the Lord. Isaiah 55, when he can be found. Does that mean God is hiding somewhere? No, it's because it's bigger than biggest. He created known and unknown. One thing that always just make me amazed is that when man created in God's image, try to say they will be able to know the mind of their maker by the little knowledge the maker giving to man. There's no way a child can tell the story of his parent, even if the parent related how they lived to him when he wants to present it, bound to omission or to addition, based on the circumstances that we are going through, the Lord's Prayer. When we acknowledge God through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Don't make mistake, I'm not talking about religion, I'm talking about the God Almighty who appeared to Moses in the wilderness and who sent him to Israelites and to Pharaoh with a name that mind cannot comprehend. For when Moses said, "What is your name?" told him that there are names that the ancestor of Israelites know him by. But there is another name that is going to let the Israelites, the slaves in Egypt, is going to reveal to them. That means to know the name, there must be revelation. When we are praying, we acknowledge God. We let him know that we have no power of our own. His will we want to do. And we want his will to be done on earth. I may not be able to finish this explanation within this limited time. But like I usually said, if you can read carefully these passages, Matthew chapter 6, from verse 5 to 13, I believe the Lord himself will reveal himself to us and be able to make us, give us the will and grace to do his will. Like I told you before, the Lord's Prayer covers all the basic needs and identity of God Almighty. Man is not creator. We are manager. And the owner is greater than the manager or director. But because the owner has given guidelines in which he wants his kingdom or the company to be run. The manager has his own initiative based on the goal of the owner. So also, as God created us in his own image, and he has made us to manage everything that he has created, he gave us some basic rules. We need ideas from him. But we can connect to this idea by revelations and by prayer. Because God is spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. After we praise God, we worship him, we acknowledge him, we pray for his kingdom, then we move to our petition. Like I told you, I used like two examples now. Trial. The defendant and the prosecutor were praying to court, which keeps being represented by the presiding judge with his jury, if there is any, to rule in their favor. And like a director of a company, assigned by the owner to manage the company, as the owner goes, just specifies. Director asks to petition the owner for what and what he needs to manage effectively. Among the power or the petition is some limited power authority, to higher, to fire, to, and so on. In the Lord's Prayer, as a humanity, I want to rush because I want to cover this thing. As we have acknowledged God and we worship Him, we surrender to Him, we acknowledge Him to be our deliverer, then we make our petition known to Him daily. You know, in that verse 11, it says, give us this day our daily bread. Prayer. We are trying to remind God that He is the one that supplied manna to Israel in the wilderness. And if it is the same God we are serving, we have to trust Him for the supply of our daily needs, basic and everything that He knows that we need. That is provision. That is provision. Then we move to protection, because I have limited time. There are evils and dangers all over. We are not immune to any evil in this world. It could be plane crash, sickness, or whatever natural disaster. The arrow of evils, the wicked one. Our logic, our science cannot save us. That is why, as a believer in Jesus Christ, Christian, the difference between us is that we are serving a living God, not based on our own efforts. Because by law, no one can justify. We were saved by grace. We ask Him for protection. And after that, we end our prayer by praising Him, the one that we know that can do it. Therefore, to avoid being pulled into error, keep a firm grip on the truth, but note that the truth that you know will determine your stability and victory. What you have made a matter of prayer should cease to be a matter of thank you for listening. May the Lord bless us.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please tune in for another broadcast on February 1st, 2015, on which the topic will be God is God and we are not, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in and may God bless you. Thank you.